And so we're going to do a meditation on how our inner being sees us. We're going to look at ourselves through the eyes of Source. So I invite you just to relax. Relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. Feeling the peace that is present within us right now. Feeling the peace that is present all around us. For this truly is a universe of grace. Abraham talked about the hurricane of grace, that we are forever in a flow of well-being. And you could see the vortex as a hurricane of grace, allowing that divine energy that swirls all around us as beautiful paths of least resistance, as cooperative components and the manifestation of all that we desire. But at the center of the hurricane is peace. Peace underlying every activity. Peace from which all arises and to which all returns. So let's just breathe into peace now. Take ourselves down, down, down into a slower, gentler, easier pace of deep breathing and deep relaxation and ease. Acknowledging that there is a flow of life. Sometimes it feels fast and furious. Sometimes we tap into that easy, gentle, lazy stream that allows us to breathe deeply and relax deeply and be comfortable within ourselves, feeling comfort in our bodies, deeply relaxed muscles, comfortable where we are sitting, comfortable in our hearts, relaxed emotions, chilling out and just breathing deeply, feeling at peace, relaxed minds, letting go of the thoughts floating in the stream, like little leaves resting on the surface of the water, but the deep peace of our infinite minds undisturbed by these thoughts. Bringing ourselves into alignment, into connection, into a wonderful, peaceful place. Abraham reminds us that we are that infinite intelligence. We are that glorious expression of the divine when we bring ourselves into alignment with the truth of who we are. And so we allow that alignment now that allows us to see through the eyes of Source, to see the broader perspective, see the beauty and the grace, the power and the wonder of who we truly are, the magnificence, the wonder, the love, the appreciation of ourselves and each other, seeing through the eyes of Source, that we are indeed the brilliant leading edge of all of it. Not trying to catch up to God, but actually that which allows spirit to expand. And that we bring ourselves into alignment with that expansion and we feel the true joy that is the purpose of our lives. We came for joy. So let's just breathe into joy in this moment. And get in touch with the appreciation for being born. We were born beautiful and perfect, connected and powerful. No matter what, we knew our power as babies. We knew that as we came from non-physical, that we could do this. We were empowered to focus in our lives. We trusted, and we were beautiful. Last week, Abraham gave advice to a new father who had a 3-month-old baby. And he said, first recognize that she's smarter than you are. And Abraham went on to say, trust as she trusts, know as she knows. So take a moment and think of a baby, a little one, or imagine one if you don't know one intimately in this way. But feel the knowing of that child. Feel the knowing and remember how you felt that knowing when you were a little one. There was that within you that had that knowing, that awareness, that power of the truth of your being, and trusted completely that life was good. Feel that trust. Feel that peace. Feel that divine intelligence flowing within you. And look at yourself now from your inner being's perspective. Your inner being still sees you as that brilliant child, that one who trusts and who knows. So try on in your body, feeling your adult body, trusting and knowing. See if it changes your posture any, to be the one who trusts and knows. Allow your body to flood with confidence that you are one right now who trusts and knows. This flowing well-being all around is yours. Allow that truth to settle into you. Trust and know that your life is filled with well-being. That around every corner, your inner being is orchestrating surprises and delights. Allow yourself to celebrate life in this moment. As one who has that infinite perspective, see yourself as your inner being sees you, as the leading edge, extension of itself. You are that divine self right now. Breathe into that knowing. And see what it does to your body. See how your body feels as you relax into this deep trust, this clear awareness of who you truly are. Feel the grace of your being. Feel the health of your being. This divine energy exists in every organ, cell, and system of your body. Allow yourself to become more fully aware of the perfection of your body right now. All of those things that are working perfectly. Just to get you into the room today, the vast majority of the trillions of cells in your body were working perfectly. Allow yourself to connect with the trillions of cells that are working perfectly right now. We're doing a meditation on how our inner beings see us, seeing ourselves in the perfection and wholeness of our life experience. So just breathe and relax and feel that lovely energy of source in your organs, cells, and systems of your deeply relaxed body. Allowing yourself to breathe deeply, to feel comfortable, to feel relaxed, perfect, whole, and complete. Abraham's talking this last couple of weeks about how compassion is seeing where you are and not freaking out. Yesterday they talked about it as managing the freak factor. So as you focus on the perfection of your body right now, notice if there's a little voice in your head that's saying, but, there's this thing that isn't quite right. And take a deep breath. And manage the freak factor. Breathe around it. And go more general. Abraham said yesterday, the easiest way to go more general is simply to say, that sucks. So if you've identified something that isn't quite right yet in your body, you can go general negative and say, that sucks. I wish it were perfect right now in my eyes. But then connect again to the eyes of your inner being. Your inner being recognizes that, but doesn't freak out about it. Because your inner being knows it's the very first step of this journey into the revealing of the wholeness, the health and the perfection that is always there. Well-being always exists for us. We are surrounded by a hurricane of grace. We live in the center of the hurricane of grace, and at the center of the hurricane is peace. So we breathe into the peace, and we don't freak out that we're at the beginning of a journey to a greater wholeness from a contrast that pops up now and again in our lives. Trusting and knowing that we are well. We are strong, we are flexible, we are vibrant in our loving well-being. Seeing ourselves through the eyes of Source, we see that strength. As you look at yourself through the eyes of Source and feel the strength that your inner being sees, notice how your body responds to your inner being's perception of strength. Does it change your breathing? Does it change your posture? Does it change your level of confidence? Just breathing and relaxing and remembering that the universe is always helping us toward well-being. We have to just lean a little bit in that direction. And the universe, the vortex, carries us into greater well-being. So we use this time of meditation to lean a little bit into greater well-being. To cultivate seeing ourselves through the eyes of Source. To cultivate these positive expectations of greater wellness, greater peace, more joy. Quieter minds that are open to the brilliant ideas of the infinite nature of who we are. Abraham says the very first manifestation is emotion. So as we settle into this quieter place and feel the peace, Let's explore what other emotions are available to us. Let's try appreciation. Look at your life and find something to appreciate. It can be a tiny thing. My friend Margie says, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. So look for a tiny sparkle in your life today. Perhaps something beautiful or interesting. Something in nature that you saw this morning. Or a way you felt earlier today that felt good. And appreciate a sparkle in your life. And notice as you appreciate this one that other thoughts probably come to mind. For law of attraction kicks in quickly, 17 seconds of pure thought will bring another thought like it. So appreciating one thing in your life will probably bring you something else to appreciate. Notice what else you appreciate about today. Perhaps you appreciate taking some time to simply breathe and relax in a meditation. Perhaps you appreciate the wonder of being alive, connecting with that inner part of you that has always loved this life you have chosen. Looking at yourself through the eyes of Source, appreciating you, the uniqueness of who you are, this particular face, this particular smile, these sparkling eyes, this wonderful body, this vibrant personality, these unique talents and abilities. Seeing yourself as your inner being sees you, as adorable, capable, smart, focused, free, glorious, magnificent, terrific, splendid. Allow yourself to feel the goodness of your being. See the light that you are. If you don't see it straight away, imagine the light within you, radiating out. The power, the beauty, the grace of your being lighting up from the inside outward. And notice the brilliance of the light that you see. Is it a spark or is it a radiant star? It doesn't matter where you start. It's simply the beginning of the journey. And we're practicing managing our freak factor and not freaking out if it isn't quite the way we want it to begin with. Trusting that wherever we are is the perfect first step to where we most want to be. So if you have a spark, you can see it expand, breathing into it, allowing it to radiate out, become a little candlelight, and then a beacon light, all the way to stardom. For we each are lovely stars, We each are non-physical, perfectly expressing. Unique and special and wonderful. Our inner beings are thrilled to see who we are and where we are right now. So we just tap into this perfection, this clarity, and this beauty. Trusting and knowing that as we finish this meditation, we truly are blessed with seeing ourselves as our inner beings see us, knowing the beauty and the wonder and the power of who we are. Recognizing that we always have the power to relax deeply and see ourselves through the eyes of Source. It is the truth of who we are, and we can align with it any time we choose. Abraham said recently, "Money isn't everything. It's hardly anything. Alignment is everything." So we trust that as we relax and align, everything else takes care of itself. Life is good. All is well. And so it is.